Good morning. It's 9:09. Some clouds and 23 degrees. January the 29th. Welcome to it. And of course, you know, I was talking about it earlier, hoping that we would see Kathy Dickman's smiling face. And here it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you got some neat things. Well, you've always got neat things down there at the zoo, but you got some kind of special coming up here.
We do.
That, well, I mean, this is big.
Well, it is. You know, our education program, we're so happy about, and it's plumb full. That's why I can't just read them all off on the air every time, because people go, wait a minute. So we have them online, or you can pick up an Outlook paper, or you give us a call and ask for Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's in a class or doing outreach or something or not there, she calls back right away. Or you can always, you know, email us at education@hinkpazoo.org, or just go on our website and find out stuff and send it over. Or pick up the phone the old-fashioned way and give us a call. But one of the things we want to focus on today to promote is the Roots and Shoots. And you know that that is a good program found throughout the world, started by
Jane Goodall.
And
I got to brag on my friend Kathy Dickman because she's friends with Jane Goodall. Oh. So that's my little, that's my name dropping, you know, for the day.
First time meeting Jane Goodall was like meeting Mother Earth.
Well, she's one of your heroes and like, always has been. Yeah.
I was like, and then Shirley, my mother actually got a special recognition from her for her work at Shahinkapa many years ago.
Wow.
So we got to go to breakfast with her and do things like that. And,
unbelievable.
And one of my best friends, Dan Miller from the Bramble Park Zoo, of course, is very close with Jane, and there's a lot of Roots and Shoots programs, and which we'll explain in a minute, but Bramble Park has been very successful, so we're kind of emulating that, and Brenda's visited with them, they've come here, all the Roots and Shoots kids come to the zoo every year, it's very fun, but Roots and Shoots is a community-based program, again, found throughout the world, started by Jane Goodall, in her own backyard, literally, and it's about kids getting together, going through their community, identifying citizen science, ways they can help, and doing something about it.
So positive.
It is great. It is great. And so far, we have one person that has been on board. We still have the meetings. And sometimes, you know, if we don't have a full group, we have postponed or something. We don't do that with Roots and Shoots because it's such a big deal.
Sure.
So we still have the meetings, but I want to encourage more people to sign up. I didn't have that information right in front of me because I just flew right over here.
Sure.
But there's a small user fee just for the materials and instruction and things like that, supervising of the program. But I wanted to really push it right now because in February, and again, the date escapes me, I'll be back. I'll send Stacy a PSA on it. But we're going out to Tawakan.
Okay.
It's the 25th. I know that for a fact. The 25th, Wednesday the 25th, the Roots and Shoots program. Kids are getting able to go out to Tawakan National Wildlife Refuge out at Cayuga, or Cuga, as some of the locals would say, North Dakota. And it's a fantastic, you know what it's like out there. They do a great job with their good work. So anyway, Roots and Shoots, check it out.
So what goes on if they go out to Tawakan? What do they do out there?
Well, this
if you can thumbnail, and I know there's a lot.
This first trip to Tawakan, they'll identify water life, animal life, water areas, habitats, things like that. Pretty much tour it.
Sure.
See what their work is all about, what they need for citizen science. Sometimes in the summer, there's seed collecting and things. And refuge biologist Christine Askeruth will be talking about some of those programs. But basically, it's a nice tour. They'll get through as much of the refuge as they can that day. But, you know, there's
fun.
Refuge is a great time to go any time of the year.
You bet.
And so, and speaking of that, the Prairie Pottle Partners will be doing a 5K out there this summer.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, what a beautiful place to run, right?
Sure.
So, anyway, tons of stuff happening. And check out the classes. We have an open house rug making class. Remember our rug classes?
Yeah.
Now we have an open thing where people just come and they sit there and work on their rugs. So, we'll be announcing more times. The other night, 10 ladies came. What fun. I'm not even weaving, right? I'm just in there visiting.
Yeah.
But what fun.
You
and
bet.
Very successful. So accolades to Brenda and the programs and all the participants who make Shahinkapa Zoo education so special.
Boy, and you got what a team you've got down there.
Oh, we do. Yeah. We do. So very happy. Awesome. And we'll be back to talk about February hours, the weekend we're open.
Yes, I was talking about that earlier.
President's weekend. Mm-hmm. So anyway, thank you for having us on again, we'll talk to you soon.
Always, Kathy Dickman, always a pleasure. Every Thursday, talk with Kathy here. Chehankapa Zoo News, as I mentioned earlier, mark those dates down in February, too, and get down there and see the zoo in the winter. It's a whole different feel. 914, you're the voice of the